Okay, we're going to talk about. I want to talk about two shailos has to do with Hanukkah. The first shailah, somebody is the lemaisa shailah. Somebody asked me, they're traveling, sitting in an airplane Hanukkah night, and there's nobody at home. They're lighting for them. It's the only one is the bachur yachid by himself, and he wants to light a Hanukkah candle in the airplane. The question is, a lot of times they don't let you leave it there for half an hour, but you could light and turn it off right away. Are you allowed to do that, or are you allowed to make a bracha? That's really the shaila. Or do you have to? Let's say sitting in a train, or sitting in a bus, or sitting in your car, or traveling at night. Is there any way that you could light your Hanukkah candles, or you have to be in your house in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of Hanukkah properly? There are different Shulchan Aruch is not clear about that. So when you look at Shulchan Aruch different places, you see first Shulchan Aruch says that Adlaka Oseh Mitzvah, right? The halacha is Shulchan Aruch says that when you light Hanukkah candles, by the fact that you are lighting it, you're doing a mitzvah. Velo anacha, Shulchan Aruch says. Therefore, he says, Levicha kafta en zakukla. Therefore, he says that if the flame goes off, you don't have to go out and light it again. That's one Shulchan Aruch. Another Shulchan Aruch, look at Simon Tafra Shayim Bet, Shulchan Aruch says, En medekiner Chanukah kodem shetishkach hama ela im sof shekiyata. You have to wait till the end of Shekiyah in order to light the candles. And then it says, Shachach o izid, lo idlikim shekiyah b'chama, or if you forgot or you didn't light the candles with the shekiyah, madlik v'olecha shetichre leger min hashuk, she'u kemo chatzi sha. That you have to light your candles, and you have to wait at least half an hour, which is a shiur of shetichre leger min hashuk. She'azam ovrim l'shavim yikah pirsumen nisa. Ilkach, he says, sarich liten ba shemen keze ashiur. You have to put enough oil in your menorah that lasts for half an hour. Ve'im natan ba yoter yachol lachabata lachar shabar zeh hazaman. And if you put more, you could put it off. Chen yachol lishtamesh leorah lachar zeh hazaman. You could also mishtamesh leor chanukah after that half an hour. Now what's going on here? Really, the shaila is when Shulchan Aruch says that when person lights the candles, is you do the mitzvah with lighting a candle, and then he says Reficha kapta en zakukla. What does that mean? Does that mean that you have to wait half an hour? Does it mean that the rega, even 1 minute, you turn it on, turn it off, right away? Are you doing the mitzvah? Or maybe? Really, that's what Shulchan Aruch means, that when you light the candles, the mitzvah in yon of adlakat nerot yad yotze. But in order to yotze zayin of the mitzvah pirsumei nisa, you have to wait half an hour. What is that? What does Shulchan Aruch means by that? I'm asking, what does that mean? Because if you look at the two Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear. One Shulchan Aruch says that you have to, in order to mekayem the mitzvah, you have to light the candles and you have to wait shetichre regel min hashuk. If the admakah oseh mitzvah, why do I have to wait shetichre regel min hashuk? What's the inyan of shetichre regel min hashuk? Then, but if that's what it means, that you have to wait half an hour, then what is the Shulchan Aruch says? The admakah oseh mitzvah velo anacha. What does that mean? It's not clear what Shulchan Aruch is trying to tell us. If it's Adlakah Oseh Mitzvah, then there is no shiur for it. Once you light the candle, it's enough, then you go on. If the halacha is that you have to wait for Shetichre Regel Min Hashuk, you have to wait half an hour, then why the Shulchan Aruch is telling me, right, that Adlakah Oseh Mitzvah? Therefore, it has to be, it could be two inyanim here. It could be the inyan of, excuse me, could be the inyan of that adlaka is one mitzvah, pirsume nisa is another mitzvah. The inyan of adlakat nerot of Chanukah, the fact that I'm turning it on. And I'm turning it off, I'm yotze yitkhov adlakat nerot, but if I want to be yotze, the mitzvah pirsume nisa, I got to wait half an hour in order to be yotze, the inyan of pirsume nisa. Is that really what this means? Taz, yeah.
The thing is over there, kafta lozakukla is this story. If you put enough oil, yeah, for half hour, lechatchila, and it's kafta, you don't have to do it again. But if you initially, that's the difference, I think.
Oh.
But if you lechatchila didn't put enough oil for half hour.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The question is really like this. If the mitzvah is adlaka or sem mitzvah, why do I need half an hour? But the Taz asks a good question. It said, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says, adlaka or sem mitzvah, lechichach im kafta kodem sha'avar zemana eno zakukla. So Shulchan Aruch says. The Taz asks, what is kodem shavar zemana means? Satira from the beginning to the end. Sereisha to the seifa. I say adlako say misva levichach im kafta kodem shavar zemana eno zakukla. What zemana? No zeman. Bad. We don't need the zeman. If the adlaka say misva, I don't need zeman anymore. But therefore, Taz says the fact that Shulchan Aruch is saying im kafta kodem shavar zemana. That means that if I write adlaka or say mitzvah right away, and the rega that I madlik the nerot, I'm also mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah. Kafta, kodem zamana, right? Eno zakukla, that means that if it was mechabed, the thing went off before its proper time, right? I don't have to turn it down. That means if I turn down, go up, I don't have to turn it down back anymore. That's what the Taz is trying to touch up. In other words, I turn it on, goes off. I don't have to worry about it anymore. You understand? That's what Taz is trying to say. If you look at the Biur Halacha says also
that's what it says.
But I'm going to get to that. Wait. Therefore, it says in Kaftan of Kadevot, and he says. He says, the man Shamru Eno Zakukla Biur Halacha says, Ainu Afilu Kavu Kulam Delo Ba'inan Pirsume Nisa Rak Be'et Adlaka. Biur Halacha says. In other words, the Pirsume Nisa and Adlaka are the same. I don't need two things. Pirsume Nisa is Be'et Adlaka. But that's what this Shulchan Aruch means. Therefore, what does the other Shulchan Aruch means? What is the other Shulchan that they have to shetichre regel min ashuk? Why do I need all that for? If the pirsume is be'et adlaka, why do I need shetichre regel min ashuk? Hold on, I'm going to get confused there. if that's what it means, then what is the shetichre regel min ashuk means? The Indian is like this. They stood the levush. Says Bizman Azeh, when you're lighting the candles inside the house, you don't need Chatzi Shah Bichlal. Because the only Nashi Tichre Dayam Shud, if you medayek on the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is, Tichre Dayam Shud means Ovrim Beshavim, he says. Right? There is Ovrim Beshavim. But today, that the light inside the house, there's no Ovrim Beshavim. Nobody sees except the people inside the house. You don't have to worry about Chatzi Shah anymore. The Levush Paskins, he said that Adlaka Osem Yisrael, Fati, Guzuntahe, doesn't have to worry about anything because you are lighting inside and the Pirsumen says only for the people of the house, the Chatzisha is only for people outside. When you're doing it inside and you are not worried for who is going to look at it, who is going to watch it, you don't have to worry about Shetichle Regim and Ashur. That's the Azoi Paskins, the Levush Paskins. Now, based on this levush, right, and based on what the Shulchan Aruch means, based on what Biur Halacha means, what would be the halacha regarding this? By the way, there is a run that brings the Shem Rashba, that same thing the Mishnah Berurah says, that once you light the candles, you did the mekayem, the mitzvah of adlakat nerot. The reason I'm bringing this up is very important. The reason I'm bringing this up is very important because a lot of times you are invited out. You're staying at home, you're lighting your candles, and you want to go to eat by somebody. Do you have to sit there for half an hour before you leave your house, or you have to wait half an hour? Or it's better to light it later. What should you do? A lot of people, they sit, they don't know what, let's say there's a Hanukkah party somewhere. You invite your parents home, you invite your in-laws home. And the time is 6:15, you have to light Hanukkah candle. And then Shiloh is, a lot of people, that's what they do. They just sit there for half an hour, they look at the Nerot Hanukkah, and then they leave. Do you have to do that? If that is all semi-spray, you don't have to worry about half an hour. Right? What?
For a minute.
Right, even not a minute, turn it on and leave. Don't have to worry about anything. The Shaila is like this. The Rav Shlomo Kluger, Aleph Lecha Shlomo, he has a very interesting Shaila. He says, what happens if I put my candles by the door, by the window, and I light it? I know 5 minutes later the wind is going to blow it out. Am I allowed to do that? They say it's not a problem. Why? Because once I tear on the candle, the light, then I lit my menorah. The fact that the wind is going to come has nothing to do with my adlaka. My adlaka was properly. Whatever happens, happens. It's not my problem. And there's an interesting Moruk Sev Yaibes in Moruk Sia says that there is no inyan of every time that the safek to make a barakha on adrakad nerot of Hanukkah, there is no problem. The safek barakha lakid don't have to say because the barakha is part of the pirsumen itself. The safek does not apply to it. Now, I wanted to tie in the two things. There's a tie in of safek here. Safek, do you have to make, is the inyan of chatzisha? Is it Bizman a Gemara or Bizman Azza also? Right? The Safek Hashem is the Levush, Bizman Azza, there is no Inyan of Chatzisha Abichlan. Therefore, if you are sitting in a plane, you just want to light your Chanukiah for a minute, turn it on, turn it off, you are allowed to do that, there's not a problem Bichlan. That's the halacha. Or you're doing at home, you're lighting your Chanukah candle and you want to leave. You are allowed to light your Hanukkah candle and leave, don't have to sit there for half an hour. Because the inyan of Chatzi Sha'a is the lachatchila thing to do. I'm not taking that away. If there is an inyan of Chatzi Sha'a, you should be on the Hanukkah, should be on for Chatzi Sha'a. But if somebody is in a situation of a Sha'at HaDachak, like sitting in a plane, that he cannot light the candles, otherwise he's going to miss the mitzvah completely, then you are allowed to be somech on this safek safeka and the levush, and you are allowed to light the candles, and you don't have to worry about it. Now, the question is, are you allowed to make a beracha? Right? Because the inner of the beracha is, the chatzi shah, maybe be'emet, I don't have to make a beracha, or I can't make a beracha. Really, the truth is that you are allowed to make a beracha also, that because there is a small chance of a safek of barachot, it's better not to make a baracha, but you are allowed to do it. Now, there is Adam Gadol, Rabbi Cheskel Roth. Anybody heard of him? There is one of the big poskim in America today. This probably is the biggest poskim in America today. Rabbi Cheskel, yes. He says that if somebody is in this situation, he should go to the bathroom and sit in a bathroom and light the Hanukkah candles in the bathroom, sit there for half an hour. That's what he said you should do. So if you are in the airplane, you should go sit in the bathroom, make a barakah outside, go in, and then, now, the shaila is, the question is, are you allowed to make a barakah in the bathroom, in the airplane?
It's not a bathroom, you're allowed to.
There is a teshuva Maharav Brisk. The Maharav Brisk holds that you even allowed to daven shachris in the plane in the bathroom in the plane.
What's the difference between?
Like he said, it's not the reality because nothing stays up and all is always clean.
It's the same by a regular bathroom. A bathroom nowadays, it's the same concept.
No, the first one, in the thing, in the bathroom, there's no water there. In the bathroom, there's no water.
So what?
It goes down right away.
No, Rabbi, with the water,
you have to push it.
Shas Maisa,
when
you flush it, it goes down.
Right.
So it's the same thing as regular bathroom.
He wants to tell her that there's not a problem with Bichlal, because when the place they always is clean, there's no smell, nothing. That's what he wants to tell her. But he says you shouldn't do it. Why not? He says somebody's going to knock at the door and they're going to see you're standing there, telling the feeling dominating in your bathroom, it's Chilul Hashem. That's what he wants to tell you. You shouldn't do it. But the real Shaila is, according to Rechet Kerva, if you light the Hanukkah candles there, and let's say you make the bracha outside, lighting there, are you allowed to do Maaseh Mitzvah in the bathroom? Even without the bracha. Right? In other words, you light the candles, then you drink the Maaseh Mitzvah. You are not saying any Devarim Shebe Kedusha, but the Maaseh Mitzvah.
You can't have a hearer in the bathroom.
Why? You're not a Maaseh.
What's wrong
with the
Maaseh? Versus the Maaseh, you're saying that a Maaseh is less of the Indian than a hearer?
Where do we learn that from?
What?
Where do we learn this concept from? The Gemara Masachet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Bet. The Gemara says that by the Hidur, when you have a Zaken coming into the bathroom, right, you should not stand up in front of it. In the Bet HaMerchas, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, you cannot stand up. Why not? He said, because the Torah says, Hadarta Pnei HaZaken, right? You should only stand up in a place that you could mehader panam. That if you cannot mehader there, you cannot stand up for a Zaken also there. Therefore, from here, mashma, that you cannot do Maaseh Mitzvah in the bathroom either. The Chiddah says no. Chiddah says, a beautiful pshat on this. He said, no, Beferush Pasuk says you cannot do it. If I didn't have a Pasuk, you were allowed to do it. And therefore, you see from that Bedafka, the mitzvah of standing in front of a zaken in the Beit HaMikdash, that the Pasuk clearly tells me, I'm not allowed to do. But, if the other thing, the other mitzvah that don't have a Pasuk, who said that I'm learning from this? So therefore, the Chiddah wants to tell her that if there is a Maaseh Mitzvah in the bathroom, you are allowed to do it. But the Maaseh is that you shouldn't do it because it's not a proper thing to do. If you're going to see that you're doing a Maaseh Mitzvah, they won't understand, Inshallah, Chiyu Lashem, it's not a Maaseh. And also, who is going to sit in the bathroom for half an hour, lock the door? What are you going to do there? It's not practical that you sit in the bathroom for half an hour and look at the candles.
What is that? You can do
the Gemara said that.
So what?
He said there's two pasukim there. You have to look at the Masechet Kiddushin. The Gemara learns from the pasuk of the Semichot of two pasukim that you cannot have a penezakim.
To the bathroom.
In Bet HaMerchas, it says. Yeah.
But if you've got the same Indian, why can't you make a deal from that Gemara? I mean, the fact that you doesn't say you cannot light Hanukkah in the bathroom is also, you cannot make Kiddush in the bathroom, you cannot do...
No, you cannot make a bracha. The lighting of Hanukkah is no bracha involved. It's only Maaseh Mitzvah. Let's say you want to take...
You cannot learn Torah in the bathroom. You cannot, I mean...
No, Torah is a hirur means. You're learning Torah. Meharer, but if Torah is a sur. When you're doing Maaseh Mitzvah, you are not meharer to anything. You're just doing a Maaseh Mitzvah.
It's like I said,
the Gemara learns from this Penei Adasa Penei Zaken. That's what the Gemara learns. You say, another any place that you are meharer to meharer divrei Torah, you are allowed also to stand up in front of a zaken. Any place that you cannot meharer b'divrei Torah, you cannot meharer p'nei zaken either. Chiddah says that that mitzvah, that p'nei zaken, is asur only because there is a pasuk. If I didn't have a pasuk, it would be mutar. Therefore, Chiddah says from this is mashma, that only this is asur. Any other ma'aseh mitzvah is mutar to do. Okay?
But that's what the...
That's the maitre?
That's the maitre. I'm asking you, are you allowed to do that?
Is that the pula of washing your hands, negavasa, in the bathroom?
No, there is because it doesn't have a beginning of a bathroom. Because the place is not as dirty as we think. By the way, the Maharam Biska that I brought, nobody passes like that. Everybody's knowing, I cannot daven in the bathroom. It's no shaila about that. Because we are machmid both sides. Okay? Therefore, la halacha.
Right.
That's why you are allowed to wash. That's the reason. It is a betakisa. You are not allowed to daven and not to say beracha, but you are allowed to wash. As a din of a betakisa. No question. The shaila is, it is a betakisa. Are you allowed to do mass by mitzvah in the betakisa? That's the shaila.
He does even saying, and the basic says, Mara Gemara.
Yes. Yes. Betakisa, I'm talking about the real betakisa. I give this din of a betakisa. Are you allowed to do mass by mitzvah in betakisa? The chida wants to turn upon this Gemara that you are allowed to do that. That's the chidush.
That's why you're allowed to do the da'in. You wash the da'in, you go out.
Right, there's for different reasons you are allowed to do that. There's a shell of tumor, but really, we give the status of a beta kisa to other beta kisa with one answer. Yes?
The person doesn't have candles on something, the light, you flip on and off,
right?
Like that. So the person on an airplane, on Hanukkah, it wouldn't be better than a little flashlight or something.
No,
like that.
No. The Hanukkah, the Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to mekayev the mitzvah of hadlakas nerot with Chanukiah, which works the electricity. On Chanukah, you are not allowed to do that. You are not even allowed to make you not yotze. The reason is because the original hadlakas nerot betamitash was the shemen zayit. Right? No, Shabbos is Shalom Bayit.
Shalom Bayit, that's what we
have. The Shabbos is only you have to have a light.
We have wax.
Huh?
Wax.
But that's the Shabbat. If you're doing that because the Taina is part of the, it's like it's a flame there. It has the real flame. That's what.
You go from Hakshem into Shabbat.
There's a light. There's mamash a light there. You have a flame there.
The reason we can't use electricity is because we need the Hakshem. So then, what shaykes does the flame have to the Hakshem? I mean, the reason why I use wax
and other
things is because there's a flame there.
Right. That's the reason you are allowed to use it.
But the reason we can't use the electricity is because there's no
shaman. There's no shaman, right. No shaman. First of all, not everybody agrees that you are allowed to use the wax either, by the way. The meister, we do it. The reason we are doing it because it's two things. First of all, the shaiva comes from some oil. The base of it is oil.
Right.
You understand? And the shemen zayit is the shemen. Now, there doesn't have to be dafka shemen zayit. As long as there's a base of oil in it, you are allowed to light. But that's why the shaiva is okay. The electricity has nothing, no shaykhut to shemen zayit, to any type of shemen. That's why you are not allowed to use it. But that's the thing. Now, the chalepa la'alacha, the alacha lemaisa is that if someone's stuck in an airplane, and he wants to light Hanukkah candles, you are allowed to do that. You could put it there, turn it on, and if you want to make a barakha, I think if you want to make a barakha, the holy smoke to make a barakha is not a problem, but better not to make a barakha because of this machloket of you might have need a chatzisha. But if somebody, but bevadai, you are yotze yedeh chovaf adlakan nerot of Hanukkah with doing. There's no shaila. But the shaila is, should you do it in a bathroom or not? That for sure you should not do. Not because you are not allowed to do the ma'aseh mitzvah in a bathroom. You are allowed to do ma'aseh mitzvah in a bathroom, but you shouldn't do it because it's chayf goyim. Somebody sees it that, you know, what's going on with the Jews? The daven, they do mitzvot in the bathroom. It would not much be a shayla of chilul Hashem, and it would not be a proper thing to do. Yeah.
Can you wear all night?
You could do it anywhere you want.
So, if you're going to take a plane trip.
Let's say you're going to Eretz Israel, or you're going to leave at 4 o'clock, yeah. By the time you get to Eretz Israel the next morning. Yeah. That's what everybody does. That's really the shaila. I'm telling you, somebody just asked me yesterday. They're leaving Sunday night. Or not Sunday night, they're leaving Sunday afternoon, before that, the Kasneros time. going to Europe and they're going taking a plane, they don't have time to do it.
So what do they do?
That's the shas I'm talking about. That's the shas. That's they could do that, yeah.
If they're ready to do it,
you don't need anybody. Just put it down, turn it down. What's the big deal? If you want to make a barakah, you should alban the smoke. But it's better to do the other barakah. Go to the there to turn it down, turn it down. What's the big deal? It's better to do that bracha because of the Shulchan Aruch that says the Shulchan Aruch says that maybe you need a chatzi shah. The bracha is a safek, but I think you could do make a bracha also. Okay, yeah. Yes.
They are bringing matches or lighter on plane now.
What?
They don't
let you match on the plane. Somebody smokes, what is it about to do? There are places.
Maybe it's international.
International, they smoke. What are you talking about? There are places that could smoke. So I don't think the problem. Okay. Now, the other thing is like this. Really, this shayla is a very interesting shayla. The Shulchan Aruch says that kafta en zakukla. There is another Shulchan Aruch says, what about if you have two doors? Your house has two doors. Shulchan Aruch says that you should light the candles in both doors. Why? Because of chashad. The people might suspect you that they don't like candles. Why? If I put a Chanukah by the window, turn it on and goes off in 2 minutes. Why shouldn't I turn it on? Because of chashad. People might look at it, I didn't like my Hanukkah candles. The same chashad that is applies there, applies here. Why did Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that you should go back and turn on your candles again? Because then somebody might suspect you didn't like your candles. The Shemus Yaakov asked this kasha.
No,
why? It happens all the time. If there's a chashad, the people don't have two doors either. Rav Shlomo Kluger asked this kasha, the Beit Hillel asked this kasha, a lot of poskim asked this, Shoel Umashiv asked this kasha, the poskim, they're very bothered with this. That why the Shulchan Aruch in one place says kapta and zakukla, the other place says, if you have two doors, you light two candles because of chashat. The Shavu Seyakov says like this. He says that the fact that I have menorah by my window, there's no chashat anymore. In other words, once I turn on the candle, it goes off, people are going to look at it, there's a menorah there. Right? And the fact that I have a menorah there, nobody's going to suspect me that I didn't light candles. Everybody's going to say, oh, you see, I had a menorah, went off, and that's it. There's no suspicious anymore. The Rav Shlomo Kluger says on the Shavut Yaakov, so we're talking about, if that's the case, then just take a menorah, put on your second next door, and then no second door too. Take a menorah, take a not used menorah, empty menorah, put it by your next door. Nobody will suspect. Everybody will think that the light is a candle here. And this menorah is also more than just taking out the suspicious.
You have to care what other people think.
Yes, that's the whole thing. What the chashad means then? That's what the chashad means. So Gemara says that. But the Rebbe of Kluger says that the inyan of lighting the inyan of lighting in this next place, the Chazal, they only made the takana. So they made the takana that I have the kafta and the kukla. Once I turn on the candles here, that's all I have to worry about. But the second place, the second door is not. Even if I put a menorah that is not used, right, is not. What does it say? Hold on a minute. Rashi Kluger. Let's see what it says here. It says like this. It said mishum chashad, I don't have to do a ma'aseh. But here, because I already did a ma'aseh, I don't have to worry about the chashad anymore. And I was there because I didn't do anything, didn't have to worry about that, what people are going to think. Here, I already did a ma'aseh. I did a ma'aseh of adlaka. Then, Chazal did not put pressure on me, didn't put load on me, that I have to worry about what somebody is going to think. That's what Rav Shmuel Kluger says. Therefore, he says the inyan of Hashad does not apply by this kaftan zakukla and nasechash, and the second door. Now, that's the two questions. That's really one question. The second question is, this shaila comes up every year in Atlanta. Should you daven mincha before Advakas Neros or no? No, on Erev Shabbat. On Erev Shabbat, should you daven mincha before you light candles, or you don't have to do? What's the inyan bichla? Why do I have to daven mincha before Advakas Neros of Hanukkah? That's really the shaila. The
in the shul or at home?
No, you as a person, do we have to make a minyan? Do you have to daven the yechidut? Do you have to go to shul? Or you don't have to worry about it. Just light Hanukkah candle, come shul, daven mincha ma'ariv, and that's it. Do you have to make a minyan before Hanukkah candle? No, there are a lot of places do. Some places don't. Some places they really go out of their way to do it. Some people, they even daven the yechidut. They daven mincha b'yechidut in order to daven mincha before Hadlakat Nerot. Now, what's the mekor for this? Peri Megadim says the mekor for this is like this. Very interesting. He said if you light candles, then daven mincha is tarte de fitre.
Right.
That's what he says. Now, what kind of a tarte de fitre? The problem is Peri Megadim doesn't explain what that means. He just says, if you daven mincha after Hadlakat Nerot, it's tarted the sitra. The Biur Halacha, Mishnah Berurah says, that he wants to explain what Peri Megadim means is like this. He said, if you light the candles, right, you accepted Shabbat already, you accepted Chanukah, which you made it to a night, and therefore, you cannot daven mincha anymore. And it was the fact that you madlik nerot Chanukah before the night. I mean, the fact that you light the night candles, you turn Friday to Friday night already through Hadlakat Nerot, because the only time you are allowed to madlik nerot has to be night.
By Shabbos, it's much better to do it during the daytime and have it extend into
the
nighttime, but
like
a Shabbos also. You
no, that's different.
You can
bench lift
and still have to
cover
Shabbos.
That's different. Plus, there you have to make a tenai. Here, there's no tenai. Does not work.
Huh? Actually, I was making a tenai.
By Shabbos?
By
Chanukah, I can make. Well, can make tenai. I'm not bad at King Nerot. What are you making tenai about? No, but the fact is that when is the Zaman of Hadlakat Nerot, as you, through you are Hadlakat Nerot, you're making to a night. You're turning the Friday to Friday night. Yeah.
How can you like Shabbos?
Beautiful. That's a very good kasha. That's a kasha. No. You're saying something. He says like this. He says, a woman for Hadlakat Nerot at home on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. You are not allowed to light Chanukah candles. You have to light Chanukah candles first. Then you madlik Nerot Shabbos, right? How could you madlik Nerot Shabbos? If you accepted Shabbat or you turn into a night, how do you madlik Nerot Shabbos?
Is it the same tonight?
No.
No.
There's a big kasha on this. What is that? The Sadra means? If you light the Chanukah candle, then you cannot light the candle. Cannot madlik Nerot Shabbos anymore. Let's say a woman lives by herself. Right? You cannot like Hadlakat Nerot anymore because of this tarte de satre. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the answer? The answer is that there is a teshuvah of Rav Shmuel Abuav that which Chiddah brings. Chiddah says, this is what it means. He said there is no tarte de satre that Tarim Egadim is talking about is like this. It's a very interesting concept. He said, what is the time of Beit HaMikdash when they daven mincha was tamid shel ben arba'im, then they madlik nerot in Beit HaMikdash. Right? He said, if you madlik nerot in Beit HaMikdash, then you wouldn't be allowed to be tamid shel ben arba'im. תמיד של בין הארבעים is במקום מנחה. הדלקת נרות is במקום הדלקת נרות מנורה של בית המקדש. Therefore, Talmid Megadim says, the whole Indian of Chanukah, we learn all the halachot of Chanukah, we have to look at it the same way. We are not allowed to madlik nerot, menorah of electricity, because we have to medamid to the adlakad nerot of Beit HaMikdash. The same thing here. You cannot madlik nerot, and then go bin tavit shel ben arba'in. It's part of the sattva. Right? The problem. If you think that way, right, then how that by the Beit HaMikdash, the menorah shel Beit HaMikdash, kafta zakukla. If the light goes off, you have to turn it on. Then it's not completely like the Beit HaMikdash.
So people don't hold that.
Huh?
So people don't have to hold that.
That what?
This is all in the Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim have to hold that.
There's a tata the sasa, that.
I'm saying, so you're saying you have to relay it.
No, you hold it to Shulchan Aruch Paskins law. The Gemara Paskins, you cannot go against the Gemara. Kapta and Zakukla is the Gemara. And so that's the Mamash Refer Shalacha. Therefore, if he's looking at the, what's Medana Milsa, the Milsa, the Gabe Beit HaMikdash, then what's he talking about? Then he has to do Kapta Zakukla. Maybe Paskins Kapta and Zakukla.
Is there a Maisan Vesna Magesha
Kapta? Yes, if it happens, then you have to. The Alacha Rambam, Bizra, the Chodet Abechira, if the menorah went up, you have to turn it on. But therefore, it's not exactly like that. And there was Chidah, being son of Shmuel Abuav, that this is what, that's what the Tarte, the Satre, that Terim Gadam is trying to say. Right? But therefore, the thing is, but it's not, the MS is not Tarte, the Satre. Because we are not, Medam is exactly like the candle of the Tamikdash. So therefore, the Alacha is, the beautiful, what you said. If you pass me like that, then you have to daven mincha either. Why do I have to daven mincha? I'm not doing the same thing. You understand? What's the halacha lemaise? If somebody has a minyan, he wants to do it, gozun teit. You don't have to worry about, no, yes, yes, no, no. But if you don't have to go out of mamash, out of your way, or chas v'shalom ben daven b'yachidut. Daven b'yachidut. By yourself, in order to have the filat mincha before advokat nerod and mafsid the filat b'sibur, is mamash against halacha. Some people do it. And that's totally out. But there is a teshuah divrei sofrim that it says that you are allowed to daven b'yachidut in order to madlik nerod, but everybody says, Rav Ovadia says clearly that one is not allowed to do that, daven b'yachidut in order to. There's a teshuot of Chabot Yair. The Chabot Yair as a pirush in Shulchan Aruch, Mekor Chaim, that he says that one is that should not daven biyachidut in order to madrik to have mincha before adlakat nerot, because it's only it's be perim megadim. Say because of that should mechabed that and should do it. But otherwise you don't have to go out of your way to do this. Okay, the other shaila is like this. Have you seen this menorah, the menorah that they light at the Kanerot with, sings? Right? It plays music. Mao, Sur, Yeshu, I like the time it down, turns out. What? No, the real menorah. They have a real menorah when you turn it on and sings.
What do you do when you turn it on?
And there is a thing there. There's a push it like this.
And,
yeah. He goes and says a bracha for you.
I think that's
No, they do that. They do. They made it for people. They don't know how to make a bracha, turn it on, and does everything for them. The thing is like this. The shaila is that how is this works? The way this menorah works is that when you turn it on, it goes down, and something happens down. When it light it, through the lighting, this menorah starts singing.
The heat
of the light. That's very nice, very good. Is the anah from the finger? You are asul anot min el Chanukah. Are you allowed to use such a candlestick to use it? Because the Shulchan Aruch Alacha is The Gemara said that, that you are not allowed to mehanet, aber hanaha al nerot Chanukah. Right? The embassy is mutar to do it. Why is it mutar?
Because
it is ana. For sure is ana.
It's not hana from the nerot. It's the hana from something that's totally separate from it. It's not the...
No, it is ana. It's the forsher ana. It is because of the nerot, these things will start working. The thing is that ishtameshut benerot Chanukah is asur, not ana. Understand? Ishtameshut because what is? If you look at the Shulchan, the examples the Gemara brings, he said you are not allowed to count money in front of the Chanukah. That was ishtameshut benerot. Therefore, let's say I'm sitting in a room. The Chanukah candles are on, the electricity goes off. I gotta close my eyes now. What am I supposed to do? Understand? That I'm getting ana. Because of the Nerot Chanukah, I'm able to walk. Therefore, I'm not allowed to walk because if I walk, I'm getting ana from the Nerot Chanukah. No. The Gemara says, Ishtameshut b'Nerot Chanukah is asu. Not getting ana from Nerot Chanukah. Understand? That's therefore, if you look at all the examples that the Shulchan Aruch brings and the Gemara brings, is only ishtameshut, only doing something, getting a mishtamesh benerot Chanukah, and through that you get gaining something from that. There's also here is not ishtameshut benerot Chanukah, is the ana from the nerot Chanukah, and the ana from the nerot Chanukah is not asur, ishtameshut is asur. And therefore, if somebody has a menorah like that, you are allowed to use it on Hanukkah.
You're using the lights of the Hanukkah to hear a song. Kill an on switch for the...
No, but you are not mishtamish by anything. You understand? You're lighting your Hanukkah, that goes, mimeila, something happens. It's like I'm sitting, I'm lighting the Hanukkah candles here, the electricity goes up, and I start walking. You understand?
Yeah.
So I'm not mishtamish by anything. I'm not mishtamishing in the Hanukkah.
Is that saying it's passive?
It's passive, right. Ishtameshut means that thereafter there is an area I'm taking my money out, I want to see how much money I got. That's the example the Gemara gives. That's what ishtameshut means. But if I'm not ishtamesh to see to find anything, it's not a problem. Right? Okay. Another shayla. The other shayla is like this. Let's say you are driving in your car. If you stop your car to light your Hanukkah candle, you are not going to make the tzibur, the tefillah tomorrow morning in order to say the halal with the tzibur, with the shul. But if you stop, if you don't, then you're going to make the minyan and you are going to say halal with the tzibur, with the shul. Which one is more important? The Nerot Chanukah or the Halel with the Tzibur.
The night before, if you say Halel, you...
No, not that night. If you madlik Nerot.
If you light the Chanukah, why would you not say Halel the following morning? With
because I'm going to make it. What? You have to wait half an hour. By the time you get up and go to a hotel, stay somewhere, light your Hanukkah candle and all that, you are going to lose time. You are not going to make the fill of the Tzibur next day in order to say Halel the Tzibur.
Why is the Shaila Halel?
Because Halel the Chanukah.
Why is the Shaila?
First of all, there is a big Indian of saying Halel with the Tzibur. To give Halel Odad HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tzibur is a big Indian.
It's a chiyuv of fill of the Tzibur.
The chiyuv of the fill of the Tzibur also.
My Shaila is, why is the relaxing Shaila out?
The reason is like this. Because of the Rav Shlomo Kluge Chokhmat Shlomo, he says that the Inyan of Halel and Chanukah is Pirsum Enisa. The same thing that the Madlik Nerot on night is Pirsum Enisa, saying Halel in the Tzibur also is Pirsum Enisa. Right? But the question is, which Pirsum Enisa is the bigger Pirsum Enisa? Which one is more important? So, yeah.
The person just pull over, light, put it out, and keep driving.
Okay, that's one thing to do, but if you have to have a house, where are you staying? Can't just go outside and do it. Let's say you don't have a house. Let's say somebody is homeless. Can't just light in the street. Right, but if you are staying in a hotel, then you should go to a hotel, light candles there.
I'm saying
then you should go to a hotel, because then you have to have a bite. So when if you sit in the airplane for that night, airplane is your bite.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you are driving and you want to make a bite out of your place, then you should go to a hotel, stay there overnight, light your Hanukkah candles, make a bite for yourself.
You can't use this car for
that. Right, because then you are not sleeping. The airplane, you could sleep there. In the train, you could sleep. In the car, you are not sleeping. If you have a mobile home, then yeah, yes. But here you are not. Then because there's a machloket aboskim with Hanukkah candles, chovat gavra, chovat bayis. Right? In order to light Hanukkah, you have to have a bayit. Now, if you have to stop over, go to a hotel, light your Hanukkah candle, then for sure I'm not going to make the sibur tomorrow morning. Which one is more important? The Chochmat Shlomo says, Rav Shlomo Kluger, he wants to tell you now that the halel with the tzibur is more important than Hanukkah candle. Because the halel with the tzibur is a bigger pirsumei nisa than lighting Hanukkah candle. But everybody cholek on that. Everybody's cholek on this. And they say, it's not what do you mean that Hanukkah candle is the kanat chazal, that by you lighting it is a big pirsumei nisa. But the emet is, you don't have to even get there.